Live updates: Trump holds Florida homecoming rally. By Tony Lee on November 26, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Tuesday evening homecoming rally in Sunrise, Florida. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. Nearly 20,000 people are expected at the BB&T Center. All times Eastern. 8:55 p.m. Trump concludes with standard lines and says that proud citizens like you build our country and we're taking it back from some very bad people. 8:36 p.m., Trump says Democrats want to release illegal immigrant criminals in sanctuary cities and says he was in disbelief when every Democrat in a previous presidential debate raised their hands when asked if they wanted to give free health care to illegal immigrants. They all raised their hands. I couldn't believe it, Trump says. I will never allow Democrats in Washington to take away your health care and give it to illegal immigrants. 8:30 p.m., Trump says past leaders transformed faraway nations into blood-soaked war zones and then demanded that Americans accept unlimited refugees from the terror-stricken nations. Trump says he will now allow our immigration system to be used against us. He also says he will not allow political correctness to endanger the country and talks about his travel ban. Trump rips Democrats for being dangerous on immigration by supporting sanctuary cities and open borders. He talks about schools under siege by illegal MS-13 gangsters and talks about his administration's success in deporting MS-13 members. 8:26 p.m., Trump touts his great economy and says nobody's going to beat that. Trump says Pelosi doesn't want to bring up the USMCA deal for a vote because she doesn't want to see the country get a win. He says she and the Democrats are doing nothing. It's a terrible thing. Trump says Pelosi will go down in the worst and least productive speaker in history. 8:15 p.m., DeSantis takes the stage and tells Trump, "Given your change in registration, welcome home to Florida." DeSantis brags about signing a bill to ban sanctuary cities in Florida. He says he is in the process of eliminating Common Core and replace three liberal judges on the state Supreme Court with three constitutionalists. He says Trump has stood by veterans and Venezuelans and Cubans who want freedom in this hemisphere. 8:13 p.m., Trump introduces various FL leaders and crowd erupts when he introduces Gov. Ron DeSantis. He says he always thought DeSantis was heavy and overweight until he patted him on the shoulder and realized that's a lot of muscle there. Trump says he saw him without a shirt and this guy is strong. That's all power. 8 p.m., Trump says the White House physician called him and asked if he wanted to take a physical at Walter Reed. He says he visited a family of a soldier and was there for just a little bit. He says the press unfortunately follows him wherever he goes. Trump says he hadn't even gotten back to the White House when that stupid, corrupt, horrible CNN and others in the fake news media created controversies. He claims they said he had a massive heart attack. He said after finding out it was untrue, they brought it down a notch to tremendous chest pains. Trump claims the media said he was staying overnight at the hospital. He says the guards and the Secret Service were asking him if he was okay. Trump says he wouldn't be ranting and raving to 20,000+ people if he were not feeling good. Crowd boos and chants, "CNN sucks. CNN sucks." 7:57 p.m., after ripping the fake news and other Democrats on the debate stage for not bringing up Biden's corruption to protect him, Trump says he will bring it up about 75% of the time if Biden gets the nomination and debates him. Trump says the crazy Democrats are going down in a landslide in 2020 and vows to complete the mission of draining the swamp. 7:54 p.m., Trump says look no further than Sleepy Joe to find corruption. He rips Hunter Biden for receiving millions from a Ukrainian energy company even though he knew absolutely nothing about energy. Trump asks a bail bondsman in the audience if he knows Joe or Hunter Biden. 7:52 p.m., Trump says Democrats were devastated that the Mueller report and Mueller's testimony flopped, and that's why they are trying to impeach him over his perfect phone call. It's a terrible hoax, Trump says. Trump claims he has had Republicans come up to him and ask him if the impeachment process can go on longer because it supposedly benefits Republicans. Trump says he is being attacked because he is exposing the corrupt system that enriches establishment insiders at the expense of the American people. 7:46 p.m., Trump expresses his disbelief that Democrats would try to impeach him over a perfect phone call. He says the support from Republicans has been amazing. Name checks Nunes and Stefanik. Railing against the impeachment process and hearings, Trump says Americans don't like watching a scam happening. 7:44 p.m., Trump now again talking about getting elected after beating the Bush and Clinton dynasties and Barack Hussein Obama and whatever the hell dynasty that is. Trump says he got stuck with tens of thousands of people in the administration he didn't want who were left over from other administrations. Trump, trolling the media, says he has at least five more years left in the White House. 7:39 p.m., Trump says Democrats are committing crimes and their lies and schemes are unraveling. He says their sinister plans are failing at a level that nobody thought would be possible. Trump says the radical Democrats are trying to overturn the last election because they know they can't win the next election. 7:36 p.m., Trump says the Democrats are trying to rip the nation apart with the Russia hoax, failed overthrow attempt, the Mueller deal, and the deranged impeachment process. Trump says the same maniacs are pushing the impeachment witch hunt and a lot of bad things are happening to them. Trump, after citing poll numbers that show the hearings did not move Americans, have you seen the polls? Says everybody is saying, that's really bullshit. Crowd starts chanting bullshit. Bullshit. 7:32 p.m., Trump rips those who want to change Thanksgiving and want a different name. Trump claims some people have different ideas about why it shouldn't be called Thanksgiving. Trump reminisces about when his life was simpler. Trump says he used to turn on the television and saw stories about veterans being treated poorly. He says we don't hear those stories anymore. Trump says he also stood up for three great warriors this week against the deep state. He tells the crowd, you know what I'm talking about. Trump says people need to be allowed to fight. 7:30 p.m., crowd goes bonkers as Trump is about to get the main event started. Trump says Pence is doing a fantastic job. He says he will join voters in the Sunshine State in a year. Predicts Republicans will take back the House and keep the Senate and the White House. Trump talks about the booming economy and stock market. 7:26 p.m., Pence introduces Trump, and the president walks on stage. 7:20 p.m., giving his standard introduction speech and listing all of Trump's accomplishments, Pence says four more years means more jobs. Four more years means more judges. Four more years means more support for our troops. And it's going to take at least four more years to drain that swamp. Pence says Democrats are running down Trump because they can't run against him and his record. 7:11 p.m., Vice President Mike Pence takes the stage before the main event. Pence says he is here because he stands with Trump in Florida and America need four more years of Trump. Pence says what began 4 years ago has grown into a movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life. 6:50 p.m., this will be Trump's first rally in Florida since becoming an official Florida resident. 6:45 p.m., massive crowd awaits Trump.